Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. You know, one of the things that we always have to stop and remind ourselves in a Christian life is whether we're hearing and doing. We do a lot of hearing. The scripture says in James chapter 1, verse 22, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves, do what it says. How often have you maybe listened to a sermon or a speech or a talk or a class, and you've acknowledged that it has this convicting truth on your life, but you never really allowed it to translate into tangible doing, real spiritual growth? Well, to merely expose ourselves to God's word and not be visibly changed by it serves no God-honoring end. To believe otherwise, says James, is to become self-deceived. Well, faith without works is useless, according to James chapter 2. God's not glorified in us by our hearing of truth, but rather the manifestation of that truth in our practical lives. In other words, when we get scripture in our life, it should activate us toward doing that which is Christ-honoring. The Bible says all scripture is profitable, but not because it informs us, but because it thoroughly equips us for every good work. What is our part in enabling an encounter with God's word to produce in us the spiritual fruit of a transformed life? Well, James says in chapter 1, verse 25, but whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. So to look intently at God's perfect law is to be confronted with the absolute standard of holiness and purity. In its brilliant light, our natural sinful ways are clearly revealed and brought about into a contrast of stark relief. Having taken note of all deficiencies, we consider the changes that are needed. We ask God for the grace to persevere in righteousness, aligning our lives with the truth found in the scriptures. Can you truly say, along with the psalmist, I have considered my ways and have turned my step toward your statutes? Because here's the challenge. We need to critically evaluate all areas of our life in the light of biblical truth and a biblical standard. Lord, change us, that the world might see you in us and less of us. Oh, my friend, go have a blessed and glorious day as you take a stark look at where are I, where am we, where should we be in hearing and doing the word of God. God bless you, my friend. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.